Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Did we get Super Dave? Okay, well, normally we would have Super Dave. We don't have Super Dave right now, so it's just going to be me and you. And, well, that's not such a bad pairing now, is it? Have you ever asked yourself, what would you do? We just recently went through the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and at the Federalist, a young lady named Kylie Zimpel published a poignant reflection titled, Would You Have Stormed the Cockpit? And through the lens of that question, she examined the character necessary for the passengers of Flight 93 to take on a bunch of terrorists armed with box cutters and bombs. And she also asked, what sort of culture instills this character within its people? And it's a very powerful piece. But it left unexplored the imminent reality that every American is already facing the same situation today. The passengers of United Flight 93 were ordinary citizens who realized that their plane had been hijacked. But that was only the first shock of the day. And until that day, hijackers made demands and promised safety if the demands were met. So the proper response was stay calm and wait for the professional hostage negotiators to arrive. But that morning, everything changed because the plane became the weapon. It was weaponized at that point. And because of mobile phones and everything else, which makes me wonder how come these planes didn't crash when everybody was calling their loved ones, through cellular communication, the passengers of Flight 93 learned that three other hijacking situations had not ended by landing the plane and commencing hostage negotiations. So the people of Flight 93 were pretty basically put into the same situation as the World Trade Center jumpers, because now they were armed with enough knowledge to understand, you know, and they had very little time to figure this out too. That was a second shock. They found out these planes were slamming into targets, making the carnage 10 times worse. We've had decades of hindsight to process this. People of Flight 93 had minutes. And the passengers of Flight 93 were forced to grasp their new reality in real time. To my knowledge, none of them were trained as counter-terrorists. They weren't pilots. They did not have the luxury of time to ponder the predicament over days. Their only authority at that particular moment was that they were armed with truth and they had minutes to act. So they huddled, and in a very hushed conversation among the passengers, they took in the situation and came to the horrific realization that the civilian plane they were boarded on now was a militarized weapon. This was 90 tons of aircraft to convey passengers at 500 miles per hour. Now it was converted into a missile with 7,000 gallons of jet fuel for its warhead. And the threat went beyond the death of the passengers, and rather they themselves have become a weapon against untold innocents on the ground. Todd Beamer clearly understood what was going on. The need to regain control of the airplane was not just about self-preservation. It was about the preservation of hundreds of people oblivious to the approaching threat. And in that moment, these normal people took the option of inactivity and wiped it off the table. They decided, you know, they didn't say it out loud, but they figured out what their duty was, and duty is an unremitting obligation that cannot be shirked. Beamer's wife confirms his realization in their book, Let's Roll, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Courage. And there she related an interview with Lisa Jesperson, the last person with whom she spoke. Discussing his plan to rush the cockpit, Jefferson asked, "Are you sure that's what you want to do?" And he answered, "It's what I have to do." And there is no choice left in those words. It's a terrible realization to come to understand that I no longer have choices. Now I've got to do this. I've got to act. This is something I don't normally do, and I got to go do it. And good citizens, like Beamer, did not see themselves as extraordinary heroes. This was not, you know, this was not the Justice League. This was not the Marvel Universe. This wasn't, some hero cop or something. This was people, passengers on a jet plane, taking in their new reality, their new truth, and choosing what they were going to do with it. They would rather have spent extra time with the family than sally forth in the battle, because this is why Beamer was on the morning flight to San Francisco when others had left the night before on the trip that he was going on. It is precisely the deep wells of family and community that instill in good citizens that character necessary to rise to the occasion. All that is required is to unleash those reservoirs of quiet strength, and the way you do that is to recognize the moment. And in the 20 years since, there's been so much focus on preventing more airplanes from being hijacked for evil purposes that more devastating hijackings have gone unnoticed. Today, it's not four airplanes, but a host of civic institutions that have been hijacked for evil. Institutions like airplanes have been built to be powerful for the accomplishment of much good. But when control of these institutions is ripped from the people, they're built to serve us. They're not built to exist. They're not built to be autonomous. They're built to serve. The havoc they can wreak on civilization is proportional to the power for good. Institutional abuse is more than a danger to an institution's membership. Once hijacked, it can be an existential threat to the innocents who are only vaguely aware of its existence. And for decades, the enemies of civility have long marched through America's institutions, on the cockpits of corporations, professional associations, trade unions, charities, NGOs, political parties. Government bureaucracies have been invaded by people intent on destroying our world. And those who poured out their talents and treasure to make those institutions strong are suddenly astonished to find themselves abroad, not with what they thought they built. Instead, they're on board so many missiles aimed at the heart of America again. And we reacted to this situation like the hijacked hostages of old. We have done it. Staying calm, waiting for the professionals to act. But the good guys have been neutralized. The self-policing mechanisms have been co-opted so that malignant behavior is no longer punished by forced resignations and firings and public humiliation. And now, like Todd Beamer, you see the pattern, and you can no longer escape the truth. You no longer have the luxury of time to consider. You have to wipe away inactivity from the table. You are now armed with the truth that you are taking in, that you see before your eyes, and the beckoning of your own humanity. You no longer have to wonder whether or not you will storm the cockpit, assess your situation, and take responsibility. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio, where the buttons get pushed prematurely sometimes. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount
discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now joining us from somewhere deep in Florida is from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
Everything okay on your end? I mean, we tried to call you earlier.
Yeah, and
don't want you to think I'm standing you up or nothing.
No, dude. I was totally, like, zoned in on some gun work I was doing.
Oh.
Okay. I'm working on developing a couple of new exercises. And, dude, sometimes when it's in my mind, I got to capture it. You know what I mean?
I do.
But things are going really well. Cannot complain.
Outstanding. So, been doing a little thinking.
Been doing a little thinking. Getting in trouble.
I know I do.
It always happens to me.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious with you. Now, you run iron sights only, right? We've talked about red dots before, and you've explained to me why you only run iron sights, besides the fact that you don't have to have batteries for iron sights.
Right. Well, I do have dot guns for, you know, training and emphasis on, you know, so I can put emphasis on dots when I need to, but I don't choose to use dots. You know, I'm not committed to using dots on
right.
pistol. You know, I have aimpoint T2s on my carbines and stuff, and have been shooting, you know, dots on rifles for years. But I don't. This is my position on it. I'm going to ride the fence. They both have, you know, irons have advantages over dots. Dots have advantages over irons. The one thing that I think is extremely cool is being an iron sight shooter. Working with the pistol on, or, you know, working with a dot on a pistol actually made me a much better iron sight shooter. And I'll tell you why. The dot does not cut you any slack reference being able to see. It actually shows you, the dot actually shows you every bit of movement in the pistol.
Yeah.
While you're using it. So therefore, when you're using a dot, one of the biggest transitional points for me was learning to trust how much movement was okay. Because you can see movement in the gun with a dot that you cannot see with iron sights. Unless, of course, it's O-Dark Hurley and you're watching your tritium inserts bounce around. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
But the one thing that's critical about a dot gun is how you set it up. The line of sight, line of bore, is, you know, to get it as low as possible with a specific pistol you choose to use. Because in my experience with the Gen 5 Glock MOS setup, using the MOS setup with the dot so high on the pistol really alters the way the pistol acts in rapid fire, because it's, you've got such a high line of sight, line of bore. Of course, dots. The funny thing about dots, this is, I'm going to sting some dot guys real quick. It's in a nice way, it's laughable. I've got a buddy of mine that's just, I mean, he's Mr. Dot, spells his name D-O-T. But every time we go blasting together, the first thing he's got to do is fire a couple of rounds and confirm zero. And 9 times out of 10, he tweaks it a little bit. And I'm like, dude, do you ever, like, you know, does the thing ever just stay in one setting? And he's like, you know, of course he's going to pawn that off and say, no, dude, it's for my own confidence, which is cool. I firmly support that. But I don't think it's all a confidence issue, man. Dot wanders a little bit. But to each his own. I mean, if you know, it's what's important on an individual level is what you believe in. If you believe the dot is an advantage and is, you know, all that in a bag of chips, well, then the dot is an advantage and all that with a bag of chips.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I'm like, with this, I put a dot on the FM 509.
Okay.
And it's the Holosun 507K.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just stuck the dot on there. It has suppressor sights on it already. So I can see the sights in the window. And when I turn on the dot is lined up perfectly with those sights.
Okay.
Now, for me, if I see that, to me, I'm zeroed. I don't know how I can beat what the engineers did with the sight set up on the gun from the factory. I don't know how I can be better than that.
Right. Well, let me, I don't want to, like, walk on you, dude, but that
you only, you got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds or less. As I recall, coordinating the dot as seen with the gun mounted in line with the front sight is a quick reference zero to get you on paper to actually zero the dot.
Right.
That's not a fail safe. I wouldn't call that a fail safe or zero. Just
well, I mean,
coordinating the dot with the front sight.
Well, I'll ask you the question. I'm not going to interrupt you and because that would be rude. So let me tell people how to find you, and I'll ask you my question when we get back. So Super Dave. Super Dave Harrington. He, you can find him at combatspeed.com. If you're looking to train with him or something like that, there's probably some information there. If you just want to keep up with what he's doing, the easiest way to see what Dave's got going on daily is to go to Facebook and check him out on Facebook. He's either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is praising state troopers for erecting a temporary barrier to keep people from crossing the Mexican border. The Republican governor saying DPS and the Texas National Guard lined an area near Del Rio with vehicles, essentially sealing it from entry. The Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding a hearing to evaluate the terror threats against the United States 2 decades after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas responds to ranking member Rob Portman's concerns about Afghan refugees being allowed into the United States without proper vetting.
We do have a robust screening and vetting process in addition to expertise both in the transit countries and here domestically to ensure the safety and security of the American people.
USA Radio News. President Biden delivered remarks before the United Nations General Assembly. The president says United States wants to ensure that Iran does not have any access to nuclear weapons.
The United States remains committed to preventing Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. We are working with the P5+1 to engage Iran diplomatically and to seek a return to JCPOA.
The president adding he does not want to see a new Cold War with any country, especially China.
We're not seeking, say it again, we are not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks.
Facebook's oversight board said it is reviewing the company's practice of holding high-profile users to separate sets of rules, citing apparent inconsistencies in the way the social media giant makes decisions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I was asking you about referencing the sights with the dot on a dot. However, my question is this. You were talking about how it might need to be tweaked from time to time. If it's still lining up with all of that, when I pull the gun out, and if I'm pulling it out in a self-defense situation, is that good enough in your opinion? I think it's good enough. I never mess with my dots once I get when I have them zeroed.
And at those distances, you'll be fine.
Where are you at? Are you a long way away from the phone or something?
No, dude, I'm right here.
Okay, well,
sound like I was in a barrel.
You sound like you were on a speakerphone a long way away.
Well, I walked into the office.
Ah, okay.
I'm out of there now.
Good deal.
If you're thinking in terms, here's maybe this will help clarify things a little bit. If you're thinking strictly in self-defense type, true self-defense, where you know, it's going to be, when I say close in, relative, that's relative. You know, 15 yards and in, you got to ask yourself, based on the, and this is a individual decision that's got to be made on the spot. Do you have time to use the sights or the dot in the first place? I see that as a decision point. Part of developing the firing solution. You follow me?
I do.
Once I hit the go switch, I've already decided how I'm going to do it, and it's simply a matter of getting it done. So a decision point is, do I need to aim at all? Or do I need to aim? Of course you need to aim, but do I need to use my dot at all? Or am I just using it as a visual reference point? Or am I simply relying on my visual input in respect to the alignment of the gun with the target? You see what I mean?
I do.
So there's always variables that, you know, come into the play of the problem. But, again, it's a, you know, one, if you believe and you work at making the dot work for you, then I see that as an advantage. I just don't, I don't like the bulk of a dot. I don't think, I'm going to rewind back to the very beginning. Even though there are several companies out there that are successfully fielding dots, I still don't feel the reliability is there to commit or bet my life on an electronic dot, on a pistol.
Right.
The durability is just not there yet, I don't believe. But they're a lot. I will say this about a dot gun. They're a lot of fun. The, you know, shooting an iron sight, comparatively speaking, shooting an iron sight gun is fairly boring, man, because in order to shoot iron sights well, you have to do the same thing legit over and over and over. It requires an extreme amount of mental discipline to stay focused on the irons to hit well, especially, you know, for a large shooting problem. But a dot makes it a lot of fun in respect to, again, based on your physical ability to control the gun in rapid fire. The time frame in which I brought myself up to speed on the dot guns, you know, and, you know, acquired them and got up to speed on them, my ammunition, my training ammo consumption doubled. Hands down. I mean, I was chewing it up.
Well, I mean, that comes from, there is no uniform depth that a dot is mounted to a slide. Like the MOS system on the Glock is probably slightly different from the MRD system on the FN 509, which, you know, then you look at the, I've got the optics ready, PD, Walther PDP, which looks like,
right,
you know, they've cut a huge chunk of the slide out for that to come off. And
right,
unless you're going and sending it somewhere to have it actually milled out, I think the various, while it saves you money to get one that's already cut for a slide, or an optic.
Right.
I think it might be better to actually send it out and get it milled out by somebody. And if that's the way you're going to, if you want to carry dot guns, have it only done by
right,
that guy. You know, like Buck Holly, right, like CNH Precision. Have it only done by mm-hmm, that guy.
Oh, I fully agree with that. If you're going to set up a dot gun, the dot should be mounted as low as possible and do whatever you got to do to get it there. And,
right,
you know, with the pistol being functionally reliable.
Well, I mean, and if you got sights to co-witness with it, like I like with Chambers, one of the things that Chambers has done is Chambers Custom tests a gun so long before they let it go, they have an idea of which dots can take more shock.
Right.
So most
what's
of the dots,
read?
Holosun, they think Holosun is a bargain. And to that end, I mean, they make their first run of guns, it had a rear sight blade in front of the optic.
Right.
But no front sight on the front of the slide.
Right. Yeah.
It was an interesting little thing. And, I mean, the gun hit everything you looked at. And, I mean,
well, I don't have irons on my Gen 5 34s because with the MOS setup, doesn't allow a rear sight. There's not enough real estate for a rear sight.
Right.
So why
do
you have a front? But it looks cool.
What, the slits? Running
it's
slits?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting little problem to consider because, I mean, my whole thing when I'm shooting for self-defense, which, you know, I don't ever film it, but one of my things that I do is draw first pull. I know I've seen you do that. I've seen a lot of people do that. And that first shot, getting that first shot off before anybody else has a chance to get a shot off, to me, that's really important.
It's an advantage. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Certainly a distractor when you've already punched one through his chest before he can get one off.
Yeah. So, having said that, I don't know. The dots, and you know what? We're coming up on the next break. I'll tell you, I've only been to one dot class. It was Fisher's, and, you know, I'll tell you what he... What he says, you may have gone to one. I don't know. But anyway, Super Dave, you can catch Super Dave. He has a YouTube channel called Super Dave Harrington. And the beauty of the YouTube channel is Super Dave sometimes inadvertently does like a little 5-minute seminar where he gives away the good stuff that he should be charging you for. He'll just give it to you. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the saddle loose line, reformation line, providence, the militia line. Beautiful lineup of rifles. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So I suppose, now what I have done, and as far as iron sights are concerned on guns, I'm trying to just use one type, which are the XS big dots, because right. I can see that really, really quick with both eyes open when I stick it out there.
Right.
I can line that up really, really quick. Is it better to get out there and to try to have one system that you work with, even if you're using different guns?
No, absolutely. I use night vision sights, and in support of actually using them, I outfitted all of my guns with the same sight that is so critically visual. There's no reason, you know, I mean, even if you're going to transition, you know, from one pistol to another, be switched on enough to make sure that they make the sights that you use for that pistol. You know what I mean? If at all possible. It may be possible. It may not be. I don't know. However, to keep what you see standardized across various pistols is certainly important as it, you know, as it applies to your performance.
Right. Yeah, that was one thing when I did this and I created this, and now I've got it across Glock and CZ, which is probably the gun I would carry the most, and with the FN 509, which I have been carrying that a little bit, but it's a dot gun now. So
right.
It has the sights, the backup sights that it needs for it to be a dot gun. I'm sort of getting to where I understand the whole part about just iron sights. I think I'm getting to that. But now, when we're talking about just iron sights, especially like with certain platforms, like in the old days, which I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen now, but there may still be a few out there. Every time I ever bought a Glock before 2000, the rear sight used to fall off of it. That ever happened to you?
No, man. Not in my Glock days. I never had that issue.
Well, I mean, have you ever owned like a...
To the left, if anything is going to drift out of a Glock, it'll drift out left.
Yeah.
Like if your trigger pin starts getting really worn, you know, from too much, you know, disassembly, cleaning and assembly, blah, 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 wear and tear. Another pin that if you use one of the back straps, the attachable back straps that use the longer pin, frame pin, if that pin is going to drift, it will drift out to the left. It's kind of weird. Bill Rogers swears all Glocks shoot a little left. But, you know, it's individual experience and, you know, again, coming back to what I stated in the earlier segment, you know, if you believe it, it is. It's true. If you believe it. But, you know, even working across different guns, if you have the opportunity to standardize your sights, that's huge.
Well, you know, when you say Bill Rogers says that all Glocks shoot left,
mm-hmm.
have you ever experienced a Glock shooting left, or do they just work for you?
Okay, in respect to that statement, it could be as simply a matter of how Mr. Bill locks a Glock up in his hands and, you know, mounts it on target, that he has to drift the sights a little right.
Right.
Because locks the gun up.
Right. I haven't shot the Glock 19 yet. I haven't gotten the one back from Taran yet, so I haven't had a chance to shoot it either. But if I get a chance to this weekend, I'm going to take the Glock 19 out and shoot it. Because what I have been told to do is to have my hand on the Glock the same way I keep my hand on the Glock now, except don't. One of the things that I do to mitigate recoil is with the 1911 where you tilt your hands 45 degrees down to sort of lock that up to where you're going to mitigate that and make that 45 shoot sort of flat.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Okay. So I do that with all guns. And with the Glock, because of the grip angle, I'm really driving my hand up into the beaver tail, which, you know, most people would tell you, well, what's wrong with that? Except I'm really doing it. So he recommends that I do it the same way, grip the gun in the same place, except make sure that my pressure is on my pinky. My pinky finger is applying squeezing more than it normally does, to where now it's making the lower part of my hand engage the lower part of the back strap more and sort of rocking my hand away from the beaver tail. Although I'm still making contact with it, I'm just not pushing into it.
I understand what you're saying, but if you don't mind, I'm going to adjust what you just described.
Okay, you got less than 3 minutes to adjust it, so go.
Put your primary gun hand on the frame and get the beaver, get high as high up into the gun as you can.
Right.
Right. Then put your remaining fingers around the frame. I agree with the camming action of the lower fingers against the front strap. But dig this. Where you described that action as pulling the V of your hand away from the back strap, I cam my hand where it forces me up into the back of the beaver tail. I cam my hand and grip. It's almost, I'm not camming the gun at the wrist.
Right.
Okay? Let go of that.
Right.
Got nothing to do with the wrist. This is camming the gun in my hand with my finger pressure, my grip pressure. And I'm not camming the gun in my hand as much as I'm camming my hand around the frame. And the reason I do that is because it puts the proper pressure on the pistol where it needs to be.
Right.
At the beaver tail and on the back and front strap.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time.
This is hard to describe. I really have to kind of show you.
I will probably send you some video report cards of this one.
Just all right, very cool.
Get your idea and everything.
I'll do a post on this, man. I'll do a post on this and explain it.
Outstanding. Thanks for taking the time to join me tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Coming up next, we're going to check out what's going on in the world of the gun culture with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.